This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Friday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. Today we lead with news of trade progress between the US and China and on Brexit. But first, American housing starts fell sharply in September from August and barely above the same month a year ago. Residential building permits fell too on the same basis, but they are still almost 8% higher than a year ago. Markets weren't expecting the sharp pullback from August, however. September American industrial production also fell, and this too was more severe than expected. The two largest retreats were in the oil patch and for business equipment, both key leading indicators. Capacity utilization is now at a two-year low. This same trend is reflected in the next regional Fed factory survey in the industrial Pennsylvania region. Current growth has almost stalled there. Although it slipped back from a very strong August result, the Canadian ADP jobs report has delivered its third rise in a row, up 28,200 in September, and more than making up for the decreases in May and June. In the trade war negotiations, the Chinese now say they and the US are working on the text of a partial trade deal, and the goal is to end the trade war and cancel all additional tariffs, they say. The goal is to wrap up this phase at the next APEC summit in Chile next month. In Hong Kong, in addition to banning umbrellas and masks, China has now banned the export of black clothing to Hong Kong. China's obviously no place to be an All Blacks fan. With Hatch, Kiwis are accessing the most exciting initial public offerings. After years of sporadic IPOs, 2019 is set to be a banner year for well-known billion-dollar companies hitting the US share markets. In the first half of 2019, everyday investors welcomed the opportunity to buy shares in well-known companies like Uber, Slack, Zoom, Pinterest, and Beyond Meat. To easily access newly listed companies on the US share markets, visit hatch.as/investing. to learn more. At the EU summit, the European Union and English negotiators overcame a major hurdle to Britain's exit from the bloc, reaching agreement on the draft of a new Brexit deal that EU leaders have approved. It now faces knife-edge votes in the London Parliament. Most analysts say it contains tougher conditions for the UK than the deal the previous English Prime Minister had negotiated. The bottom line on the Irish border issue is that the customs border shifts to the coast, and the Belfast province will in time be absorbed by the Irish Republic. Needless to say, this will be contentious in the London Parliament. If there is no parliamentary approval, there will be an extension to the October 31 deadline. Equity markets are quiet today with only minor movements in all the major markets. Yesterday, the ASX 200 closed down 0.8%, which was one of the largest falls worldwide. The NZX 50 was down 0.3%. In Australia, their biggest bank is struggling with a technology issue. More than 8 million customers are affected by a system flaw that won't let customers or branches transfer money. US Treasury 10-year yield is down 1 basis point to 1.74%. Gold is up again today, up $5 overnight to $1,494 an ounce. US oil prices a little changed again today at just under $53.50 a barrel. The Brent benchmark is just on $59.50 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar is stronger by a full half a cent today, now at 63.5 US cents. On the cross rates, we're just under 93 Australian cents, and against the euro, we're up to 57.1 euro cents. That puts the trade-weighted index at just on 68.5. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz and subscribe to receive this podcast in your favourite podcast app. We're on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, on Spotify, or subscribe on our website. Tell your friends and leave us a review. I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again on Monday.